So this time of year, I think we all have one primary goal as we go into the Yom Noraim. We're entering the High Holidays knowing that we need to be written in the Sefer HaChaim. We have to be written in the Book of Life. That's our goal. The question is, what are we going to do to get there? And we all know the source number one, the opening Gemara that we have quoted here from Rosh Hashanah Daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara tells Amrav Kruz Padoy, Amrav Yochanan, that the Almighty has three books, and the Tzadikim are written right away, and then the Rishayim, but the Beinin and the rest of us, the average folks, so Zachu Nichtavin L'chaim, if they are Zoche, we'll talk about what that means, they're going to be written L'chaim, and Lo Zachu Nichtavin L'misa. So, again, the idea we all want is, what is it going to take to be written in the Sefer HaChaim? We need the Zchus. What does it mean to be Zoche? So if we look in the Gemara in Nidon, source number 2, this is in Daf Ayin Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us of a stira, that we have one pasuk that says, Ki lo echpatz b'mos hameis. Another pasuk that says, Ki chaveis Hashem l'amisa. The question is, which one is it? Does the Rabbanu Shel Olam want that the wicked should perish, or that the wicked should repent? And so the Gemara says, well, there are two different verses addressing two different situations. One scenario says the Gemara is kan ba'osin tshuva, kan m'she'en osin tshuva. When is it that the Almighty is going to be rooting for us, wanting us to succeed? It's if we do teshuva. This action, which we have to define, that we usually just say repentance, whatever that exactly means. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to root for us, for our success, if we do tshuva. So much so that in source 3, we know that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, tells us of the secret magic formula of the Yud Gimel Midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And the Gemara tells that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in a talis and acted as the Shliach Tzibur. And at that point, God said, here is the formula that you're going to recite, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum, V'chanan. And if you recite this formula, Kol Zman Sheyisrael Choten, when you sin, Yas Lefnei, Lefanai Keseder Hazev, Ani Mochalem. Just go through this Seder, and I'm going to grant you forgiveness. So we see that it's not just about the words, but there's this element of yas, this idea of action. You're going to have to do something. Now, what we all know when it comes to the idea of achieving this kapara, of being able to be written in the Sefer HaChaim, is the most famous of all of the piyutim that we have in the davening, and that is the Nesana Tokef. And the Nesana Tokef has the famous formula, the Tshuva Tfila Tzedaka. Prayer, charity, repentance, that's going to be Ma'avir Nesroa HaGezerah. Where in the Torah does it say that? The answer is it doesn't. Right? Where in the Mishnah, the Gemara, it doesn't. And so it's a little bit perplexing that we're sort of hanging our hat on this one concept, which really isn't written anywhere, but whatever it is, this idea that we read in the Machzor, that's going to save us. So where does it come from? So this is something that I learned from my Rebbe, Rabbi Schachter, who always says you shouldn't have to quote him Mishem Omro, but I was going to bring my whole binder with me, but I just took out some of the good parts. But the Or Zeruah tells us that the authorship of Nesana Tokef is attributed to Rav Amnon of Mainz from the 11th century. And Rav Amnon is getting these ideas from the Gemara in source number 4, which is Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin, where the Gemara tells us that there are four different things a person could do, and the Gemara explains what are these four things that will help you to be Ma'avir Nesroa HaGezerah, Tzedakah, Tze'akah, Shinu Hashem, and Shinu Maisa. Giving charity, crying out, changing your name, and changing your deeds. And then the Gemara goes on to give a fifth example, Af Shinoi Makom. Changing your location. So we see there's a basis, but it's not exactly what we see in the Peter, what we recite in our davening. So the question is, how does this work? I went and I sinned, I committed, let's say, a terrible crime, and now I move to a new city, or I write a check to tzedakah, suddenly I'm going to be pardoned. What does A have to do with B? What is the logical connection that we make that a person, let's say, changes their name, and suddenly they're forgiven? And if you think about it, which of these five different actions that we're bringing down really point to a penitent person, someone who really shows that they're a changed man or a changed woman? Of all these, we can say that Shinoi Masa A person who's going to change their actions, who they are, how they behave. That's really like the number one out of the whole list. Changing your name doesn't mean you're really a changed person. You're pretending to be a changed person. You have a new alias. So what? So the question is, how do we understand the other four? And if the other four really work, why aren't we mentioning them in the davening? Why don't we say tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, shinei Hashem, and shinei maisa, and shinei makom? Why aren't we listing all of these? So I'd like to suggest that really, Rav Amnon's list of tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah actually incorporate all of these. And it's not just those three. And so we'll go through it quickly and we'll try to understand what the broader picture is. So let's start with changing your name. In source number 5, we have the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama tells us in the laws of Bikur Cholim, of visiting the sick, he says you should daven, pray for someone who's ill, and he says you should also likra lehem shem chadash, call them by a different name, ki shinei Hashem kor gzardino. When you change your name, that actually will remove the gzardin. So we're seeing this now, lahalacha. This isn't just a nice idea, lahalacha. We have the power to remove a gzar din by changing someone's name. So the question is, if it works, why don't we all do this? Why don't we all stand up right before Rosh Hashanah and add a new name? I mean, think about it. Our lives are on the line. We should do everything and anything within our power that might help us to be able to live another year. It might be long when you get an aliyah and they say, Yamod, Moshe, Shmerel, Yankel, Beryl, Dov, Yosef, Aaron, Moshe, Baruch, Raphael. But the idea behind it is very powerful. We should really embrace the opportunity. So how does it work? Why does it work? In source number 6, the Ritva tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Shemeshana Shemo, the person who changes their name, how does it work? She'eno ha'ish bal ha'averos. You go by a new name. You are now no longer that same previous person who sinned. Kidei shelo yazkiru l'ra. You won't be remembered as that guy, the person who did that particular action. So he says, because of that, your whole being, your mazel, changes, as we see by Avram Avinu. So like, an analogy would be, is like a person did something wrong, and now let's say they're in the witness protection program. Right? So they figure they're safe. They're flying under the radar, no one knows who they are. Right? We're looking for Bugsy Siegel, but we open the phone book and we only see Baruch Siegel. So you figure, okay, it's somebody else. So, you know, Bugsy's scot-free. But the question is, if you just, you know, you murdered 100 people, but now you change your name, that makes you a good person? That still doesn't make sense the way the Ritva is explaining it. So if you look at source number 7, the Ran gives us an even deeper explanation. He says, Taima Demilsa, the reason that this works is Dishinoi Hashem Gorem Lo Lasos Tshuva. When you change your name, it motivates you to repent. It's going to bring you to a new awareness where you're going to change. Sheyomar belivo any oso isha yisikon. I'm not the same person I used to be. Lachain tzarach ani l'taken maisa. Therefore, I got to change who I am. I am known by a different name. I'm going to strive to be a different person. In other words, the name itself doesn't have any inherent power. It's what are you going to do with a fresh start. It's all about shinoi masa. It's all about changing your action, becoming a different person. And the Rambam in source number 8 in Hilchos Tshuva tells us, again, how does it work? He says, klomar ani acher, I'm a different person. Ve'ini oso ish asos anamasa, I'm not the same guy who did that before. U'mishana maisav, kulan letova u'lederach yishara. You're on a new path now. You're going to change the direction of your life. How did it start? By coming up with a new alias. Seeing yourself in a different light. Giving yourself a new day and a new start. What about, he explains further in the Rambam, changing your location. How does that help? He says, Shagalus mechaperas avon. Why? It brings about a great deal of humility. You feel humble. You're in a new place, a new beginning. You don't really know what's going on. You kind of take things a little bit more slowly. And through that, Leo's anav, you'll be more humble. Shval ruach. But with that humility, it'll help motivate you. Again, it's not the name. It's the actions that are going to change through the process of changing your name. What about tzedakah? What about tzedakah? How does that work? So again, it's the same idea. It's not that magically putting a dollar in the pushka suddenly makes you a better person. It's the idea of breaking the mold of who you deeply, truly are. Of reaching outside of your comfort zone and thinking about other people, of crying out of regret from the things you've done wrong and striving to want to do better, to try to improve. It's about finding that new path that we want to go on. So the Marsha asks an amazing question. We brought up, he says, why is it that these other concepts, which are so powerful, aren't written in the Piyut? Why don't we mention them in the davening on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So he says, fascinating answer. The Marsha says, divide into two different categories. Tshuva, tefila, tzedakah in one category. In the other category, we have you're changing your name, you're changing your location. Because why are these two categories so distinct and unique? He says, because where is it that we know Shinoi Shem and Shinoi Makom from? And that's what we see in source number 9. You learn it from Avram and Sarah. Right? Avram and Sarah, why is it that they changed their name? Marsha says, they weren't people who had committed a sin and were looking for a fresh start. Avram and Sarah were on a journey looking to change their mazel. They couldn't have kids. Hashem said, Lech lecha me'artzach. Hashem said, don't call her Sarai, call her Sarah. Don't be Avram, be Avraham. It was about changing their mazel. Why does that matter? Source 10, the Gemara in Moed Katan, which tells us, Daf Chav Ches, Bonai Chai Umizone, that a person's ability to have children, their lifespan, and their parnasa. La bisuchusa, Talia Milsa. That's not dependent upon your zechus. Rather, the mazal italian, that's simply mazal. Avram and Sarai weren't looking for a zechus. They weren't sinners who were trying to improve. They were simply looking for mazal. So the Marsha says, therefore we're leaving it out of the davening because that's not what we're about. We're all about trying to find the zechus so that we could improve, we could change who we are, and therefore earn the right to be written amongst the tzaddikim in the Sefer HaChaim. So the goal of all five of these methods is one. The goal is, it's a universal goal, it's shinoi masa, it's changing your action, changing who you are, and really becoming a different person. What about tefillah? How do you know, I stand there in shul, and I'm singing, Avinu Malkeinu. It's beautiful, right? Suddenly that is going to turn me into a new person. I murdered 100 people, but I sang Avinu Malkeinu, right? How does singing a song and saying words transform you into a new person? So granted, if it's going to be tse'aka and you're going to cry out from the depths of your soul and long to be a better person, fantastic. It works. But looking at it in a deeper level, the Sefer HaYikarim, Rav Yosef Albo, 15th century work, asks the famous question of how does tefillah work? Why does prayer work? He says, think about it. If the heavens, God looks down and says, you know what? You're going to be wealthy. You're going to have good health. So then me standing there and spending all day asking God for those things is a waste of my time. It's already decreed. If the decree, on the other hand, was for something negative, God forbid, I'm going to suffer, God forbid, in poor health, then who am I to say, God, who is perfect, sorry, your judgment is wrong. You made the wrong call, and I'm here to set you straight. And he says, how does prayer work? Who are we to tell God what to do? It doesn't seem to make sense. So he answers beautifully. The Sefer HaYikarim says that when we daven, it's not about trying to change Hashem. It's about trying to change who we are. And therefore, when a person, let's say, says, Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei rofei, heal me so that I should be healed. What are we saying? We're not saying, God, you know, I'm sick, so go ahead and wave a magic wand and make me better. I'm not telling God what to do. I'm saying, Hashem, transform me into a better kli so that I could epitomize health. In other words, how many of us really live our lives in such a way where we're maximizing every single ability to be as healthy as possible? And I'm not looking around at what everyone's eating. But the reality is, there are always things we could do more if we had a little more thought and discipline and self-control and vision about how healthy we want to be. So we're saying, Hashem, help me. Want, strive, accomplish more by way of my own health. And I'm going to be the vehicle for change by Hashem giving me what I need. If a person is asking for shalom, they're asking for peace, maybe they had a fight, a falling out with a friend, a relative, a spouse. They're not saying, God, wave your magic wand and suddenly make everything peaceful and happy. We're saying, Hashem, give me the wisdom. Give me the vision, the insight to know how to repair. Relationships take work. They're not easy. Help me do my ishtablos, the utmost, so that I could be then zoche to earn the ability to have peaceful relationships. That's how tefillah really works. We're asking Hashem to help us take the steps that we need to take to implement the change. Why? Because it's all about shinoi masa. I'm not trying to change God. I'm trying to change who I am. So if there was a gzar din that was ordained that Joe the gossiper was going to get a punishment, as soon as he sees the light, and he does tshuva, and he changes who he is, the gzar din doesn't apply anymore. Right? Because he prayed, and he looked for the strength, and he changed who he really was. Final point that I want to make. When we say Shema Yisrael, right? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the Rashi tells us, Rashi's bother doesn't ask the question, but he implies, Hashem Elokeinu, what do you mean Hashem is our God? Is Hashem not the God of the entire world, of the whole universe? Why are we saying Hashem is Elokeinu? So Rashi says that it's not Elokeinu only our God, it's that we are the only ones that recognize it. Right? In the future, there will be a day where everyone in the world is going to recognize Hashem. So what does that mean for me? When I daven this and I'm thinking, am I asking Hashem, saying, God, you know, I really wish you would do a little more to expand your fan base. Like maybe get some more friends on your Facebook page. Right? I'm not telling God how to become more popular. What I'm saying is, Hashem, help me be a vehicle to bring more kavod shamayim into the world. God doesn't need me. I want the zechus of being able to walk in Hashem's ways, of being able to bring more godliness into the world. Along those lines, there's a famous machlokas about the line Yehi Shmei Rava. When we say Yehi Shmei Rava, that Hashem's great name should be blessed forever and ever, the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Lamed Tes has a machlokas between Rav and Rav Safra, that when you say this line, is it one prayer or is it two prayers? Are we saying Hashem's great name, because Hashem's name is great, Hashem's great name should be blessed forever, or are we saying Hashem's name, Yehi Shmei Rava, God's name should be great, Mevarach L'Olam Olmei Maya, should be then also blessed for all eternity? So Rava says you have to make sure to say it B'Neshima Achas in one breath, and Rav Safra says that it's all the same. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it tells us the Rama says Lo Yafsik Ben Yehi Shmei Rava L'Mevarach. The Rama says you can't make the interruption between Yehi Shmei. Why? He says because it's all one prayer. God's name is great; it should be blessed forever and ever. So if you look at the Tosfos, Tosfos tells us in, this is in Brachos Daf Gimel, some of us just came across in the Daf Yomi. So Brachos, the Tosfos tells us that there's a Machzor Vitri, which is from the 11th, 12th century French scholar, a student of Rashi, who he says that it is two separate tfilos. Why? Because as long as Amalek is in the world, we see that there is this deficiency in the way that God's name is recognized in the world. And therefore, he says you should say, Yehi Shmei Rava, God's name should be made great. Two separate tefillos. Tosfos says, I strongly disagree. We don't hold like that. But he brings it down as a source. And in source 17, the Bach tells us, what's the solution? Al-Kain in Lahafsik Klal. He says, don't interrupt. Say it in one breath. He says, B'Neshima Achas, why do Yotze Yedechova Shnei HaPirushim? Try to incorporate both elements. What does that mean? What does this have to do with our discussion? That the idea is God's name is great with or without me. But wouldn't it be awesome if I personally, if I professionally could dedicate my life to finding those people who don't recognize Hashem's greatness in the world? And being able to add to the greatness, being able to publicize, to spread, to educate, and to inspire people so that they too should be able to appreciate. It shouldn't just be by Yom Ahu, one day Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, but that they should be now. We have the ability to do that. And that's the whole idea. Shinoi Masa, it's all about changing me personally. And in the final source, we see from the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem Hashem, the Gemara tells us, Anihu Kodem Shiachta Adam, Anihu La'acha Shiachta Adam. God says, I'm constant. I don't change. I'm the same God before you sinned, and I'm the same God after you sinned. It's you, v'yase tshuva. You are the changing factor. It's up to each and every one of us to implement the changes. And so please, God, we should all be zoche to be able to incorporate these messages of finding our own personal change, our improvement, our own tshuva that's unique to us, and in the process, also be able to bring the godless into the world to have the great and humble, incredible zechus of being able to bring more godless and covered shemayim into the world. Amen.
Well, we're doing great on time. Thank you.